Exclusive, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. GAO part of deep state resistance trying to stop Trump. By Sean Moran on May 27, 2025. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, told Breitbart News that the Government Accountability Agency, GAO, is part of the deep state resistance that is frustrating President Donald Trump's agenda, comparable to the far-left judges that have stopped legal deportations. The GAO is part of the deep state resistance trying to stop the will of 77 million Americans who voted for President Trump, Greene told Breitbart News in a written statement. They are no different than far-left extremism in the judiciary that is trying to stop legal deportations. Greene spoke to Breitbart News as the GAO issued guidance that Senate Republicans could repeal a waiver allowing California to issue its own emissions standards, and thus could not pass a resolution through the chamber using a simple majority. The move frustrated many Republicans in both chambers of Congress, and even in the Trump administration. The GAO has no authority, Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso, RY, said. Just so we are all clear over the next several months. The Government Accountability Office, or GAO, is a quasi-independent arm of the legislative branch that played a partisan role in the first-term impeachment hoax. They are going to call everything an impoundment because they want to grind our work to manage taxpayer dollars effectively to a halt. These are non-events with no consequence. Rearview mirror stuff, Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vought wrote on X. The GAO has at least 39 inquiries into if the White House allegedly violated rules against circumventing Congress's power of the purse. GAO has lost credibility as an independent body, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, wrote. The Trump administration, through the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, has sought to downsize the agency. However, it resides in Congress and therefore is not subject to DOGE and other federal entities. Although, this means that lawmakers such as Greene, who serves as the House Oversight DOGE Subcommittee Chair, may be able to scrutinize the GAO more. Politico noted that it would take the legislative branch to conduct more oversight or reform of GAO. The GAO is a legislative branch agency. But unlike the Librarian of Congress, who Trump had the authority to unilaterally fire earlier this month, the Comptroller General can only be ousted by impeachment or a joint congressional resolution. Still, Trump could at any time weigh in on Dodaro's performance and urge lawmakers to remove him, setting off a scramble among Republicans on Capitol Hill to appease the president. Similar to when Trump called on Congress to boot a judge off the bench who ruled against his deportation agenda. These are the people who actively destroyed America for the last 4 years and used Biden as a puppet in order to harness the power of the government for their own insane political goals, Greene said. She added, talk about things that are legal. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X at Sean Moran 3.